Welcome everybody to another instance of the Clarion Temple of Oneness with Milarese and Mike of Walking Terra Christa. Tonight we're going to have Sanat Kumara speak to us about the energies of Wesak, which is just around the corner now.
Next week.
So we start off by bringing in the unified whole, which is the highest frequency that we can consciously tap into. It is the frequency of oneness. I guess I should correct that. It is the highest frequency available. What we do is we just count up to raise our vibration. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you can tap your chest as well to raise the vibration in yourself. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Take a deep breath. If you're sensitive, you should be feeling a frequency shift in your awareness. To prepare us for the call, we call upon the three M's known as Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma to bring us a fine weave of platinum called the Platinum Net. As we breathe in, it comes around us, around our full body system of our mental, emotional, physical, and etheric. And as we breathe out, it is taken away, removing with it any lower vibrational thought forms, feelings, experiences, interactions that are preventing us from experiencing this higher dimensional frequencies. Let me call upon the violet flame to transmute and transform anything else that remains, that can be removed from our full body system. Picture yourself enveloped within the violet flame from your Earth star up to your soul star. Then we call upon the pink flame from Paul the Venetian. The violet flame is overseen by Saint Germain. Blends with the pink flame from our crown all the way down to our root, soul star to earth star, so that they spin and intertwine simultaneously. Pink flame fills in any areas that have been removed with love and compassion, regeneration. And then we call upon the golden flame from Lord Buddha, the Christ consciousness, to totally encase us from the earth star up to our soul star. It goes through our heart chakra, out through our crown. Let's take a deep breath and feel that. It spins around us in a clockwise direction, so the soul star and earth star are spinning simultaneously, and it creates our light body, our Merkaba light body, which is a pyramidal-like structure around us. And we ask the spiritual hierarchy to place spiritual mirrors on the outside walls of the pyramid, reflecting outward, so that anything tries to approach us is reflected back out to source. Just breathe that in, and we'll bring this energy back down. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. And we're going to hold this energy at the 5th, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just breathe that in and ground it down into Gaia, as the 5th dimension is the energy we are attaining in our physicality. And here is Milarese.
Thanks so much. Let's take a deep breath. We now want to set our intentions for this group consciousness, because that really assists on the information that is going to be coming through. We're working with Sanat Kumara, as we have said, and we're going to be working with his flame holders of the Venusian rays, which represent the 10th dimensional level of frequency within the physical body, so we think of ourselves as a full body system. So just intend that you're receiving that full body system and allowing that consciousness to come through you as we bring in the energies from the higher realms, first ringing the bowl. Breathing deeply as the frequencies of light of colors upon colors of the rays of God, the 330 rays of God that are available from the entire God force, many colors of lights intertwining within each other through our Antahkarana bridge. The Antahkarana bridge is the rainbow bridge that connects from our I Am Presence and Monad into the soul, and allowing those energies to come into our physical body by the soul star. Feel that spinning, and as we bring these frequencies in, it's going to come down like a tunnel of light, pointed at one end and wider at the end other, to expand our central canal, our chakra column. Breathing into the crown, the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root. Spinning those energies down your legs, into your limbs, into your knees, into the ankles and feet, into the earth star. We're now creating oxytonal alignment of heaven and earth from our highest essence into our physical essence, into the earth star. Feel that frequency within, expanding those colors and those emanations of light within the full body system. Two more streams of light are going to come down from the Antahkarana into your shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hips joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. This helps align the physical body and not just the soul body. As they blend together, we create the full body system. As these elements blend into the emotional body and the mental body, they become activated as the full body system. Activating your thymus gland with your higher self. Feel your higher self fully connecting within your physical essence. As you feel the masculine and the feminine divine within your heart center. As we do this, this creates our Merkaba vehicle. There's an inside flowing of energy from all your chakras that blend in a counterclockwise manner, and then the outside of your full body system blends in a clockwise. This ignites our ability to teleport and to do it consciously and eventually physically. Feel the Earth Star and the Soul Star becoming a double-pointed star as you create the Merkaba vehicle. Take a deep breath, as now we're going to intend to move into the multi-universal level where the Clarion Temple of Oneness resides. We're coming out of the earth plane now. Just feel our ascending upwards. Into the solar level, the galactic level, universal level, and the multi-universal level of the 36th dimensional frequency. We are now in the location where the temple resides. We find ourselves landing in a field of flowers. Walk through this field of flowers. Feel all the colors and the beautiful essence and beauty of nature here. We see the rainbow bridge. We walk across the rainbow bridge. On the other side are many souls awaiting us. We step onto this garden pathway that is like a mini forest. It is lined with beautiful trees and plants and greenery. You may hear a little stream as we walk through the garden, and we see the temple in front of us. It is a large temple, silverish blue in color. As we step onto the entrance steps, there's about half a dozen steps upwards with large pillars, where this is where Archangel Michael's warriors stand guard to make sure there's no lower energies that enter into the temple. We step into the temple and we see Yamtias. He is our guide for this temple. This was Fred. He previously was a fireman during 9/11, and he has ascended himself to this space. So we connect with Yamtias, his higher self. As he guides us all the way down, this is a huge amphitheater, many levels and levels. We go into the first level and then we walk all the way down to the bottom near the stage where the first row of seats are waiting for us to sit in. So just take a deep breath. We're going to bring in the energies of the angels with the Divine Mother and Father God, known as the Cosmic Great Central Sun, and then Sanat Kumara will bless us with his presence.
We are the angels, we are like you, we are honored to be here with you. Once again, we are the seraphim, the cherubim, the Ophanim, the Elohim, and so many more. Feel our presence, feel our presence of light. Breathe and feel our hearts beating within one another. We are here for each other. For eternity.
I am that I am that I am. I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God as the Cosmic Great Central Sun. Oh, it is our divine pleasure to be here with you once again in this beautiful temple of light. Thank you for joining us. Let's all take a deep breath. Feel the essences coming within. Feel the frequency of light that you are emanating at this time. We are very excited for this evening's speaker. We're excited the fact that Lord Sanat Kumara is coming forward, but we're very excited that each of you are opening up your hearts onto his energies. He's very happy to work with every one of you in this consciousness because it's helping to bring together those timelines when you all gather together in different forms, as he has been so much the most beautiful aspect of allowing light onto this planet. So in this moment, we say to you, what is it that you desire within yourself to reflect to Sanat Kumara? What is it that you are looking forward within this WESAC energy that's going to be appearing in another 10 days. This moon is going to be absolutely beautiful, and we just passed a beautiful new moon.
accelerating the energies of beginningness. I ask you, we ask you in this moment to reflect within yourself the deepness in your heart. Do you feel that you have purged everything that you need to purge in order for the next step of your acceleration? As WESAC is so much a part, and it is the focus of every initiate going further into their own essence. This is the beauty of what each of you are experiencing. You stand here, you sit here in this beautiful temple, you have a physical body, and you are able to remove the feelings and the thoughts that do not serve you. And how is that going for you? Is it flowing easily, or are you having still a more difficult time? And we ask this of you. Who are you interacting with? Because we guarantee you that the interaction with any others is affecting you as you are affecting them. The greater whole is being served by your individual pathway of allowing yourself to be fully awakened into these energies and willing to go into the deeper parts of yourself. You're allowing those energies to go to many others. But that is not what we want to discuss in this moment. We want to bring forth to you the ability to purge other elements around you. We talk about the lower energies. We talk about the energies that are not of the God force, that are not of the Christed light. Do you know that they are very strong right now? And if you are not sensing any of this, that is great. But believe me, not all your trials and your tribulations are associated to your timelines or elements within yourself that you need to purge. There may be other elements trying to cross your path. We tell you this because we want to remind you once again that not everything is yours. You may think it is all yours. And in truth, when you look at it, you don't really want all of that. So let us take some moments this evening to allow the energies to shift and change so that you can understand what is truly belongs to you of your soul's essence, or what is just thought forms or feelings or emotions coming your way from other individuals. And this is not just individuals. Thought forms can be in the air. You can go into a forest and it not being of pure light. So if you are sensitive, you will pick up on these energies. But the most important thing is knowing whom you are so that you can understand the conceptual essence that is occurring for you of what is not yours. And that is the beauty of this pathway. Because all the eons of time that you have incarnated into an earth body, you have not come to this point of understanding. And it is a beautiful thing when you realize that not all of it belongs to you. It's like, oh, whoa, I can breathe. Now I can get to my own self and not allow these other energies to combat me, because they are very active presently. And they are active within your computers. They are active within networks. They are active within phone lines, cell phones. They are active everywhere that you go.
They are active with your co-workers. They are active in the places that you inhabit. Walking into a store, into a mall. Unless you were completely secluded in a monastery. And sometimes others can tap into your essences at that point. So we want to help you understand what is yours and what is not yours, to assist you to move further into the depth of your pathway for the Wesak energies. This year is going to be a very powerful acceleration for every individual that chooses to connect with those energies at that time. And this process can continue for 3 days before the full moon, during the full moon, and after the full moon. So you're in preparation stages very soon. So we want you to understand that the pureness of your heart must always be acknowledged, and don't let it be camouflaged by anything else. What is in the depth of your soul for you to acknowledge within yourself of whom you are? So we take these moments to allow you to reflect in those essences and about what you are going to be receiving through Sanat Kumara. Let us take a deep breath. If you could tap into your own memories of your remembrance when we were all one embryo of light and then we separated. This was the first occurrence of abandonment, because we were all in one family, and many families are connected with each other through our soul essence. So we want to bring that together this evening also. So that anything you may have in the core of your being is not arisen from a feeling of separateness. Because if you take a moment and allow the energetic system to occur within your physical body, you will see that there is always a connectedness with each of us. This is where the lower energies will tap into. So we want to move into that core essence that you are. Take a deep breath. We of the cosmic energies embrace each of you within these physical bodies. You to arise in your consciousness of what this means, of the God force, of the 49th dimension, the 352 levels of the Mahatma. That is us in the God force. But together we were born in the 144th dimension of oneness with the creative source of oneness. Let us tap into that frequency now and give you the confirmation of whom you are in this moment. Yourself reuniting with your family. Hands within hands, hearts within hearts, all spinning together for the full realization of your own oneness. Oh, yeah.
us now as one heart. Feel us now as one embryo of a light. Now take this light and fully descend it downwards through your Anta Karana into your soul star. Into your body and allow it to surface in your heart and feel it expanding, expanding downwards, upwards, outwards. This is your true reflection, and anything else that you have felt does not belong in this space. Feel all the elements just washing away that you don't like. And now with your higher self, you get deeply into your core essence. You go deeply into your heart and allow yourself to see, is there anything else to purge? Because then it is you. This is you. So think about this when we work with Sanat Kumara tonight, because he will be assisting you in blending the Venetian flames into your completed cycle of light. We are the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. Embrace you, and our hearts are deeply connected. Always, always, always. Just call upon us and ask for a heart connection of the oneness that we are together. We are that we are, we are the cosmic great central son of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. We are connected with each of you. So mote it be in the light that we are always, always in oneness. Breathing deeply. Let's now reflect upon the energies that we have received within this glorious temple. As everyone in the temple now is one embryo of light, or else we would not be in the temple. That would not be our consciousness. As now we will bring forth Lord Sanat Kumara. Many blessings. It is my pleasure to be here again once in the temple. With each of you, I am Sanat Kumara, bringing forth to you many elements that will assist in preparing you for WESAC. I thank the Divine Mother and Father God for that beautiful activation. Utilize that, as it's going to assist you in knowing whom you are. And that will change in each moment. It will change with the challenges that you go through. It will change with the blessings that you accept. As you are all expanding within yourselves and around yourselves. 2013 is a glorious year. I know each of you are saying, not so sure about that. It's been a rough year so far, and yes, it has. Yes, it has. But that's what makes you the torchbearers. That's what makes you the ones that are here at this time to fully acknowledge that you can do it. That you can be in this frequency and see the elements that come to you and finding another way to get through them. You find another way to heal. You find another way to accept things differently.
and to move mountains to create more blissfulness in your life. That's why you have chosen to be upon this earth. And the reason that I am here for this evening is to tell you that more is coming for you. The blessings of acknowledgement that will be accepted within your world is up to you. Let us climb the mountain together. We have come a very long way from Lemuria and Atlantis. We have come a long way from the gods and the goddesses at each other's throats. We have come a long way of great pain and tragedies. So let us create more blissful moments within each other. And the way that we can do this is to allow your own self inventory to be acknowledged. This is an important facet every moment of your life. Maybe not every moment, but every day of your life. When you awaken in the morning, to reflect on how you are feeling when you awake. Your dream state is really molding many elements for you at this time. Some of you are processing and going through so many channels of information. You are working with each of us of the God Force to help you to become better. You are being prepared for the WESAC energies just by allowing yourself to sleep. And what do you do before you go to sleep? Do you call upon your guidance? Do you do some prayers for yourself? Do you affirm where you want to travel in the etheric earth or the interplane level? These are all important elements, and they mold into what you are experiencing. If you are waking up with nightmares or distorted thoughts or feelings, it is because those elements are either trying to come towards you or you are purging. And there's been a lot of purging going on lately with the new moon and the full moon last month. There's many other elements occurring to create more wholeness within yourself. And it is up to your individual self to affirm what you desire. All you have to say is, I desire wholeness. And whatever way I can achieve it with gentleness and balance, I shall receive it. The most important facet of this integration is to allow your turmoil in your emotions and the chatter of your mind to relax and allow it to unfold as it's supposed to be. You will know what you need to be doing each moment if you just stop and don't think so much. Every moment that you have a chatter going on in your head, take a breath of light and ask for your own divine presence to fully be integrated within you before you make any decisions. You are a transitionary level of humanity. Maybe those words don't make sense. They're not saying it as I would like to say it. You are part of a decade, of many decades, of individuals that are in transition. Each of you are the first to allow those transitions to enfold within you. You are making the pathways easier for many others by doing so. So within these movements of thoughts and emotions, it's important for you to have the realization that when you are a pioneer, there is no tried and true way. There is no one that you can go to and say, how do I do this? You must accept within yourself that your physical body, your physical mind, your physical feelings are not what makes you who you are. That is the vehicle and the means to do this work. It is your I Am presence, along with your higher self, that will guide you into the depthness of your soul, and to assist you in each moment of what you need. If you need to relax, if you need to read a book, if you need to just chill, if you need to do some work, to do some studying, to process what is going on within you, or tapping into your higher self so that your intuitive self can be more powerful with the greatness of light that you are. These are all the thoughts and the energies and the transitions that you're going to be going through. This is nothing. Nothing like anything else you've ever experienced. You didn't experience it in Lemuria. You didn't experience it in Atlantis. You didn't experience it in other lifetimes. But you experienced parts of it. And this is what you are understanding. When you put something into wholeness, it means that you want the better part of the experience and the lesser part to be purged out of you. I say these words because it is an important phase to prepare you for WESAC. WESAC represents the ability of an initiate to move into a higher space of their ascension process, which means that you're going to go into another step, whether that step is in with the same initiation level of the sub-steps, or whether you're going to jump further than that. And some of you would like to jump many steps, but you can't do that because then you are skipping the most important elements that are going to teach you to ground these energies. And I say to you, most of you already know what you need to do, but you have forgotten. You forget, because that's part of the human experience. So what we have to do is to help you understand that you don't have to forget any longer, that it's okay to remember. So how do we do that? One of the things is to affirm before you go to sleep, I will remember what I am dreaming. I will remember the lessons I am being taught by the Ascended Masters to help me be the Ascended Master upon this earth. All these elements are very, very important. And if you do it one night and then forget the other night, then you lose the concentration. So it's very important to allow the energies to unfold within you by concentrating, focusing on those ideas that you want to manifest within your world. Change is a very difficult journey, but is one that each of us must take. As humans, we take it. Some in the human conditioning do not take it very well, or they don't take it at all. That is when you have the individuals that love to have control, or the individuals that become emotionally imbalanced, ending up in a mental hospital because they are so gifted that they do not take hold of their own gifts because of the imbalance in the emotional level. So what we want for each of you is to understand the process that you're going under. Sometimes you need a little help. Sometimes you need a lot of help. But you can't do it alone. None of us can do it alone. I wouldn't be here talking to you in this moment if it was not for my mentors of the past. One being Lord Melchizedek. I would not be able to stand here and say to you the effects of what is happening upon your earth to assist in the new earth structure without the trials, without the challenges I've had to go through. I have reclused myself in Venus for many years to prepare for this moment in time. Since the new millennium, I have been in hiding in Venus once again to recharge my energies. After I left my post as the planetary logos and Lord Buddha took it over, I was his consultant. I oversaw everything because I had that post for several hundred years. And it's not an easy post to be head of the planet. And to try and make things, put everything in place. So it was decided in your year 2000 that I would move back to Venus to replenish myself. And I went into hiding. Some of you may have realized this, as channels were not getting information from me, and if they did at that time, it was not me. In the last couple of years, I have re-entered into this sphere of communication because it is time to prepare each of you of your own remembrance. I guarantee you, you've been to Venus. I guarantee you, you have been working with us also. It is a great place to do to recharge your energies as we live in the 10th dimensional frequency. And within that 10th dimensional frequency, we look at everything as wholeness. Your emotions are not separate from your mental thoughts or your etheric body or your physical existence. It is one combination of light. Just as if you are in spirit form without the physical body. So that's how you have to think of it. And that's what we are projecting at this time to assist you to bring in the totality of all your chakras, all the rays of God that you work with, in the studies of the earth rays of God through the God force. If we connect with those rays of God, of your first seven rays, we are the same. We may be a little bit differently, but we are here to assist in bringing the totality of that frequency of light into wholeness. And why am I sharing all of this when I am supposed to be talking about WESAC? Because this is what makes you be able to take in the energies into the next essence, into the next decade of light. 2013 represents the year of synchronization. How do we synchronize everything within our full body system? We allow it to come into wholeness. That wholeness needs to be represented by all the rays of God. It does not mean that the rays of God that you are working with are any lesser, but they are of the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth dimensional reality. The tenth dimensional reality, it becomes more actualized. Eventually, you'll be able to incorporate your tenth dimensional body. So we help you to bring this consciousness within yourself and have an understanding of what the flames may mean for each of you. Because what this means is all the rays become one ray of light. And within that ray of light, there are many multidimensional colors of the higher frequencies, the violet and the purple and the white and the yellow and the green and the gold. Then moving up into all the higher essences. So we assist on that level to help individuals to understand where they may be lacking. Because then, as we activate the flames of Venus. It becomes an interplanetary communicative device that is not of the Earth. Which each of you are becoming this multidimensional being. Which now brings me back to WESAC. How do you bring in the parts of yourself that have been lost from other planetary forms of existence or beyond our consciousness of the angelic realm and the formless? The formless meaning elements, stars, water, grass. Everything's a living organism, and there is spirit within those organisms. We traveled through these realms before we came into this existence. So you are becoming all these elements. This is why individuals are able to talk to the animals, talk to nature, feeling the energies, because you're allowing your multidimensional selves to come into pure existence. What do you think that means for your experience of your next initiation phase? It takes you to a whole new level so that you can accelerate yourself much faster without the outer forms of trauma that can occur within the body. Because as you move through the initiation phases, it can be difficult to handle the next phase. So what we want to assist with this evening is to help you look at yourself as a whole body of light and not the individual forms that you are. Because all those individual forms make up that body of light, allowing you to go through the process much easier. So if we understand this process, it makes it much easier to allow your acceleration to happen. This WESAC has the ability to take you through many sublevels of your initiation, but you must be willing to go into the depth of your being to understand that what is going to be purged will come through you, and what needs to be accepted should be embraced. In the human body, that is very challenging because it becomes overwhelming. So we're going to take away the effects of feeling frustrated or that you cannot move further through that process by allowing the essence just to be. And if you think of yourself as that multidimensional self first, then the process of your physical initiation of the planetary level will go much easier for you. But we must put the mind aside. We must put the thoughts aside and just allow ourselves to flow through this essence. This WESAC promises to be an acceleration that no one has ever felt in the history of creation. Ascended masters everywhere are preparing themselves to go to the next level of their essence, as each of you are doing. So you are not alone in this process. And the more that we connect with each other, the more power we have in that group consciousness. Just as each of you are gathering at this time. The power of our light will allow us to purge the energies upon this earth to create the new earth. So I ask you, if you think about what you need to purge, think about what you want to acquire. what is it that you are doing in your life that you want to change? Because the pathway is going to get wider and wider for this to happen. But we must allow it to be. Just accept it. That you've chosen this pathway and allow the energies to unfold within you. So what we're going to do now is to bring forth the Venetian rays of God to assist you in this process. To assist you to find each of these elements within you. I have with me the flame holders around me. Lord Sanaka represents the blue flame of the will and God. Lord Sa Ananda represents the yellow flame of the wisdom of God. Lord Sanatana represents the pink flame of the love of God. Lady Sujata represents the white flame of the purity of God. Lady Kapila represents the green flame of the science of God. Lord Sanakamara represents the purple, gold, and ruby flame of the peace of God. And I, as Sanakamara, represent the violet flame of the freedom of God. Each of these flame holders, these Venetian beings, lords of the Kamaras, have gone through everything that you have. And maybe even more. They have been warriors. They have been lost. They have been desecrated. They have found their essence. The reason that they are the flame holders within the Kamaras is because they have shown that they have the ability to stand against adversity and find the essence of God within them through the will, the wisdom, the love, the purity, the science, the peace, and the freedom. And each of these beautiful beings are available to assist each of you. This just takes us into the planetary essence of allowing the Venetian rays to blend within your physical essence. So let us now see the colors within this beautiful temple of the blue, the yellow, the pink, the white, the green, the purple, gold, and ruby, and the violet flame, all flowing around you. Feel the flames moving as each of us represent that flame. It spurts from the bottom of our feet all the way up, and it spins around this beautiful temple and goes up into the heavens of this level, of a multi-universal level. And we look around and we see the flames moving through all the souls that are here within the temple, allowing the Venetian rays to infuse within them. Feel your full body. Feel the essence. Feel the masculine, the feminine, the etheric, and the physical body all now one. Feel your higher self. Feel your I am presence through this essence. Flowing through all the souls of all the levels of this temple. It's healing the aspects that you need to purge and receive the parts of your will, your wisdom, your love, your purity, the science of God, understanding His light, and the peace which brings you freedom, freedom, freedom. Allow these essences to blend within you. You are all the colors, all the essence, blended, blended from your
soul star to your star. It's tingling you, feeling aspects in your chakras now coming together that weren't there. Feel it moving into wholeness. Now you are ready. Feel the essence of receiving your next initiation, your next challenge. You may call them tests, but they are only tests of your I Am presence and your higher self. When we say tests, you went through a trial because it allows you to move into another phase. But from that, you learn wisdom. It creates the will within you, the love and purity and the essence of flowing within your body as it all comes together as one. As you see each of us here in the flame holders, we all come into the pure essence of the one. So I become all the flames. I, Sanat Kumar, and the Lord of all the flames, but separatively, each of these beings represent the specific phases of the freedom of God. Feel the freedom within you. When you have freedom, you can step into any unknown course. You can go into any doorway because you have all these essences embodied within you. Breathe deeply. As we think about this, humanity needs this completeness. Humanity needs this beautiful oneness to occur. So let us send all these flames of the blue and the yellow intertwining with the pink and the white and the green, then the pink, I'm sorry, in the purple, gold, and ruby, and then the violet. They all blend together, swirling colors of light. Allow us with our breath, let's just send it to Gaia. The core of Gaia, go into the core of the earth and feel everything becoming whole. And as it does, debris is being removed, but it's putting everything into wholeness. As the world spins, it feels the circumference of these flames within her core essence. Now bring those flames back into you. Feel yourself as the one flame of all seven flames, intertwining within each other as your soul star and your earth star all spin within these flames of light. You are now commanding the Venusian rays of God. It will prepare you. Think about this activation because it's going to prepare you for the next step of your evolution. Blessings on an amazing Wesak, and I hope to see your soul essence in Shambhala for our ceremony of light. Kumar. So happy to be working with all of you, the pioneers, the light workers, the torchbearers for the new earth. We will be together once again in our glory. So mote it be, all is one. Take a deep breath. Arise from your chair. Feel yourself getting up and then walking up the steps.
feeling all of these rays within your body, preparing you for the next step that you'll be taking. As we walk up the steps, you can think of that as the initiation process. And ground it all the way through you. As we bid farewell to Yamtias and the warriors of Archangel Michael, and we step down the steps onto the garden pathway, we feel many energies all around us, dancing elementals, beautiful singing, as we now reach the Rainbow Bridge, and we bid our farewell in this moment. Take a deep breath. As we step to the other side, we gather together in a Merkaba, and we spin downwards. We're going to descend from the multi-universal level, spinning down and down into the universal level, to the galactic level, and then into the solar level, breathing deeply, coming down into the earth plane level, feeling the fifth dimensional body. We always have to intend the fifth dimension so that we activate those energies, breathing it down through our earth star, grounding yourself. You can take your hands on your knees or grab your ankles, push your body down to where you are sitting or laying, and just take a deep breath and bring that frequency down. You may return to the temple at any time. You can even intend to go there in your sleep state before you go to sleep to receive more of these energies. This is always available on a 24-hour basis. So for the next week, Sanat Kumar will be bringing forth these frequencies within the temple. This is Christine Malarese with Mike Hayden. Thank you so much for being with us for this amazing journey with Sanat Kumara.
Thank you, everybody.